when we're all done and we're outside in the hallway, you can all boo Tim.
I was saying boo Hans.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm a helper.
Douche.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week's Geeks Without God was recorded live at Convergence 2013. We got to talk with biologist P.Z. Myers about evolution and Adolf Hitler.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. We are once again live at Convergence 2013.
Oh, fuck you.
I said that just
to
piss you
fuck
off.
Fuck you, Tim.
All right. We are live at Convergence 2013. This is part two. Yeah, I'm going to just keep saying it. This is part two of our one-year anniversary show. We are joined by special guest, Mr. P.Z. Myers.
Hello.
And when I say we, of course, I mean myself and my co-hosts, the lovely and talented Nick Glover.
Hi.
And the 2013 version of Molly Glover.
I hate you so fucking much.
Actually, the costume she's wearing right now is the 2013 version of Lara Croft.
Oh, God damn it. It's true.
For those of you outside of the comedy circles, this is what's called a running gag. Now, we are very happy to have Mr. Myers with us. He has been proselytizing Geeks Without God across the world with our sticker on his iPad. So wherever he goes, the Geeks Without God sticker goes. We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes, I should mention that I put this on about a year ago, and I've been waiting ever since for Nick and Molly and Tim to call me and invite me on the show.
I remember it was the Cephalopods podcast panel that you
waiting and waiting by the phone.
We did ask you on the show in November. We just told you it was going to be now.
There's a series of like near misses.
We wanted to heighten anticipation.
We're saving you for the good one.
Right.
This is the good one.
Okay, that's excuse, but it was heartbreak all year long. And now finally it's worked and I've gotten on here. And you know what that means? I can tear this crappy stuff out of my iPad. And
it was all rude.
Daily Show goes on next.
Is he having a laugh?
Now, PZ, you have recently written a book. We will talk about that for sure. But first, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about evolution, because as I understand it, you are a biology professor, isn't that right?
That is correct.
That is. So you, if I can go on, you believe that evolution actually happens. Is that accurate?
I'm a bit more than confident about
you're
a bit,
so you're,
it's, not it's only, pretty certain. Yeah.
Not only do you believe that it's happened in the past, but you believe that at this moment, right here, right now, across the planet Earth, it's still going on.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say in this room, and then I was going to look around.
No.
I'm
trying.
My guess is on like what everyone's doing later tonight.
So you buy into the evolution thing like 100%.
I not only buy into it, I sell it.
Up, and I'm very disappointed because I saw this and I didn't pick it up at the time, and I haven't seen it since. I went into Half Bright's books about 8 months ago, and I was looking in the religion section, as I do, and I do that just to see how many books on atheism there are in the religion section. What the fuck? and inevitably there's a section on evolution and Darwinism in the science section, but there's also a section in this particular Half-Bite books, at least there was this time, on evolution in the religious section, which I thought was interesting. And in that section, there was a little red book. It was approximately an inch by an inch. And the title of the book was Everything You Need to Know to Disprove Evolution. And I'm saying, you're a biology professor, right? How do you feel about the fact that it takes a book 1 inch by 1 inch to disprove everything you believe in?
I'm just curious, what was in it?
I don't know, I didn't read it. But I'm on record as being extremely frustrated whenever anybody tries to get creationism into schools or even intelligent design into schools, because I think science classrooms ought to be for actual science. But what do you think is the most compelling argument that you can offer to somebody who doesn't believe in evolution, to get them not to believe in evolution, because I don't think it's a one-step process, but how can you get them to think about it?
That's actually a very relevant question right now, because I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to be in another movie.
Yes, I saw that.
Yes, I'm going to be in a movie, finger quotes here, a movie made by Ray Comfort. Who's heard of Ray?
Banana hands?
Yes.
The guy who says that a banana proves that there is a God and he created us?
That's right.
Oh, my.
Awesome. He did an interview with me. It was kind of a surprise interview. He caught me at a conference in California. The quality of this movie, I can tell you, he's got a little handheld camera and he's standing above me, pointing it down at me. So I'm like this.
It sounds
staring
really
up
good.
At the ceiling. Every
it doesn't
time.
Sound like he at all like he ambushed you, and this was like a totally. Legit.
Yeah, it was.
Well, when the camera's coming from above, I mean, from a cinematic perspective, that really makes a statement.
The
I mean,
best
intentionally.
The best movies are made on handheld cameras by one guy. I feel. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
What he asked me the same question. He asked me, "What's the best evidence for evolution?" And I rattled off a bunch of things that I mean. For example, I started with. The molecular evidence in stickleback fish that shows patterns of inheritance and change that correlate with morphological differences between different lines of fish. Cool stuff. It's really well demonstrated. It's really well shown. We know exactly what genes are involved. And he stopped me and said, wait, but they're still fish.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Actually, this smart guy, if we came from monkeys, house comes, they're still monkeys.
Yeah.
So he rejected that out of hand. And then I told him, well, okay, another example is Lenski's experiments on bacteria, where he cultured generation after generation of bacteria, froze down samples at various intervals. So he's got the entire evolutionary record during the periods of this experiment in his freezers. And yeah, he showed this evolution of this ability to digest citrate and these other cool things. And he said, wait, stop. You can guess what's coming next. Are they still bacteria? I said... Yes, they still are. And they said, then there's no evidence for evolution. You have just disproved evolution for me. And I asked him, what would be evidence to you? And he said, you'd have to show me a cat evolving into a dog.
So sorcery. Sorcery is what he needs to prove evolution.
Yes. It's like alchemy. It's like if you can turn lead into gold.
Yeah.
Right.
And then your little brother's
then
trapped in a suit of armor.
Exists.
Yeah.
Yes, it's something along those lines. But anyway, now he's got this movie and he's promoting it by telling everyone that he confronted world-class evolutionary psychologists or evolutionary biologists, which I'm quite pleased to be. But I think it's more like he found some loser on the street and he's going to call him a top-notch evolutionary biologist. By the way, he's promoting it this way by saying that he confronted me and these other people and we all said that Richard Dawkins was wrong.
What?
I know.
So what? I mean, specifically. Like,
yeah. I saw he posted a clip, and it was on your blog, which is, why don't you tell people about your blog in case anybody listening to our podcast
hasn't
heard of it.
I'm on Freethought Blogs. It's called Pharyngula, which is a beautiful name to have to tell people. Nobody knows how to spell it. I tell everyone, just Google PZ and you find me.
And you posted, right before Convergence, I believe you posted a clip that Ray Comfort had put out on YouTube of him interviewing you, and it was damning proof that he didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've actually put up a couple of clips, so I don't know which one you're talking about. The latest one, he asked me, you know, he asked me something like, isn't natural selection a terrible process? And I said,
Yeah.
And I said, yes, it's an amoral process. There's no morality behind it. That it's cruel, it's wasteful, it kills creatures, it's all the other. And then he cuts it off. And the next scene is Hitler. Like this.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What?
Yeah.
See, okay, so here's... Is it super frustrating to you? Because it frustrates me. I can only imagine how much more it would frustrate you to have people trying to talk to you on a serious, intellectual, finger quotes, level, and they don't even understand the basic tenets. I mean, somebody who thinks that Hitler was natural selection, obviously, is... I mean, how do you handle that? Is there anything that we can say to these people?
Besides, get the fuck out of
here. Have you ever successfully reasoned with somebody and helped them understand that they were wrong?
They're not reasoning. Just the cold fact of the logic they're using to leap from me saying that here's this terrible process, it's real, and jumping to Hitler. It's like saying, you know, gravity, it kills people every year falling out of buildings.
Heil. Yeah. For those of you listening on the radio, he just did the Heil Hitler.
Yes.
Oh, you heard it here, guys. P.Z. Myers, renowned national socialist.
Yes.
You know, I know what that little inch by inch book said now, I think. It's just two pages inside. You open up and it says, JK, LOL.
I have a really hard time, I mean, because I'm not an evolutionary biologist, let alone a world-class one, and so I have a lot harder time when someone is saying to me, like, you know, like the whole, you know, Nick was just lambasting it, but, you know, oh, if we came from monkeys, how come there's still monkeys? And I understand evolution, I feel, to a large degree, mostly because I'm not an idiot, but I don't know how to put that into words. I mean,
how do you get idiots to understand evolution?
Well, not even idiots, but like, how do you get somebody who's never even had that critical thinking process?
You're reasonable. You're a reasonable person, therefore you understand.
But I want to believe the best about people. I mean, at least I want to try, at least for a few minutes. But I wonder, like, have you ever walked away from one of those conversations and felt like you at least maybe got someone thinking?
Oh, I always walk away feeling that way because I what happens is when I have conversations with these people, they get really pissed off at me. So I know that's how I know that I've made my mark was when they're turning purple and starting to gibber at me, then I know I've had some effect. That happens a lot. But I never expect that I will get an instantaneous conversion because that's not how rationalism works. It's not like suddenly a bomb goes off in your brain and you're rational, right?
There's no eureka moment.
Yeah.
So what it is you get them angry, they start researching, they start thinking, and you know, initially it's with the goal of, oh, I'm going to show that asshole he's wrong. And they go out there and that forces them to actually confront the actual evidence, the actual arguments. And with time, I've had quite a few people come back to me and say, you know, I was going to show everyone what a jerk you are, and yeah, you're still a jerk, but you were right.
That's all that matters.
That's got to be satisfying.
Technically right, the best kind.
It's got to be satisfying in the sense that, you know, if you can get somebody to engage those critical thinking skills and realize that they've been duped, and I really feel that they have been duped. I feel that people that are raised...
They're victims in this.
In religion, I mean, people that are raised, you know, homeschooled and taught by their parents that all of this science is bullshit and they need to ignore it because it's going to send them to hell. And they've been duped into missing something. And what I always say about evolution is interesting. Creationism is boring. Really? Poof? That's the best you could come up with?
Dun, 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 dun.
That's not the problem.
Yeah, and then God pats himself on the back and says, and that was good.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, of course, that, you know, these are positions they hold not because they've evaluated the evidence and not because they follow the rational argument. It's like you say, their fear of hell. They've been told over and over again that if you don't believe the way the pastor does, you will go to hell. Not only you will go to hell, but your children will go to hell. Your spouse will go to hell. It's really preying on the best human instincts to care about other people. Mm-hmm. And they manipulate you into this nonsense.
But I mean, there are religious people who do believe in evolution and understand how it works, you know, conceptually.
So
and,
they say.
And, yeah. And they, I mean, as much as I disagree with religion and don't believe in any of it, and I'm very confident in my lack of faith. I there are people who don't see an incompatibility between the two and are I mean rational in some respects and think evolutionism isn't bullshit.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
Well, absolutely, but they're not wrong that they think that evolution is real.
No, this is an argument I have with a number of people, and I think they are fundamentally wrong, and they're not getting it. They don't grasp evolution. Because once you start mastering the mathematics of evolution, once you start working through how it actually occurs, you begin to realize that it really is driven by chance. that chance is the primary force behind it, that there is no overall plan, there's no big guiding intelligence that's leading us in a particular direction. And that is striking very deeply at the heart of religion.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, you'll often hear people say, well, Catholics, it's doctrine, they accept it. No, they don't, because what they accept is that there was this physical process that produced human beings, but it was a physical process that was guided by the big man in the sky.
Right. Yeah. Right. And yeah, they do say
purposeful.
Evolution is the tool that God used to create.
What's a day to God? We can't know. It was it's a billion years.
Those are like exact arguments that my Lutheran minister grandfather has said to me.
Yeah, he has said that. Well, then what's a day to God? How do we know that God caused that evolution?
70 billion years. You know?
God made the conditions right so that change could occur, and that's
obviously that's bullshit. I mean,
well, but that's really the central idea you have to grasp. If you want to really understand evolution, you've got to understand that there is no teleology in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've removed teleology, you've removed any justification for a deity. And what that means is that most religions are pushing a sort of crippled version of evolution that denies the core of the process.
Yeah, I've seen that in the intelligent design argument.
Ugh.
Because the I've seen you say it, and I know that Dawkins has said it as well, that intelligent design is really creationism in disguise.
I've never understood the difference. When people try to say, I'm not a creationist, I just believe in intelligent design. To me, it seems like the exact same thing. I mean, you're saying someone created, designed. I mean, who is like, I'm the designer of that dress, but I didn't create it.
Right.
How can you pretend in the slightest way that intelligent design is any sort of science or logic or reason behind it? It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Right. It's also a deeper problem than you may realize. I mean, I could imagine a sort of deistic intelligent design where, there's a God who designs a universe, and included in this universe are rules that lead to the process of evolution. Okay, but not him pulling the puppet strings, right?
Not just, like poof a zebra, poof a giraffe, poof a human being.
It's the old watchmaker God argument. He got it going and let it run. But when you actually talk to intelligent design creationists, they get very specific. For instance, right now I'm reading a book called Darwin's Doubt by Stephen Meyer, which is the latest load of crap from the Discovery Institute. And what it is it's their kind of pathetic assault on the idea of the Cambrian explosion. They are literally trying to argue that there was no evolution driving the process that led to the explosion of animal forms in the Cambrian, that it was a nearly instantaneous miracle. No longer can you be talking about a watchmaker God. Now you're saying that there's an interventionist God who at least stepped in 500 million years ago and poofed trilobites into existence.
Like a logical thing for a God to do.
Right, yes.
If you're going to start somewhere, trilobites, trilobites are badass, Tim. I don't know if you realize
that.
They are fucking awesome.
Cool. I'm not trying to say anything against trilobites.
Why do you?
I love trilobites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it seems like the place.
Exoskeletal friends. I don't.
Yeah, exactly. If I was gonna pick any creature to start with, I think I would go with trilobites for sure. Because I mean,
they're right there.
Makes sense. I'm converted. I believe in intelligent design now. Makes sense.
Darn, everything backfired tonight.
They fit right in the palm of your hand. You can't hold a trilobite and not just see that was meant to be that way. right there.
You're gonna say, my favorite thing about the banana bullshit with that guy is that all it takes is like ever seeing an actual banana in the wild and how they actually look to know that like the bananas we get in the store are not what bananas look like in the wild at all. Bananas in the wild look like not something edible. They look like tree shit.
Bananas you get in the store are actually intelligently designed.
Yes.
By us.
Irony.
By us.
Yes.
That's a fascinating thing about that whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Boy, there's a lot
that
of...
Or Hitler.
It's a lot of Hitler this hour. There's a bit
Well, we're not atheists, I mean.
Yeah. So when you talk about the cannon explosion and people and making the mistake that it was sudden, I just, you know, for the sake of argument, how fast did the Cambrian explosion happen? How rapid was it?
Well, it was in multiple stages, but we're talking 80 million years.
Oh, wow, that is fast.
That's crazy fast.
Damn.
What's 80 million years to God? Who can say?
Yeah. Right, yes.
Who can say? Not
God
me.
God lost his watch, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there was, if you really want to push it, you could say that the initial phase of the Cambrian, there's an initial phase of it, it was roughly 15 million years. So,
yeah. Well, which was it, right. Myers? Jesus.
Therefore, Hitler.
See, these scientists, they don't even know. It's all theory.
Oh, yeah.
It's all just a theory. Yeah.
And we just change our minds with the evidence.
Exactly.
Can you provide evidence that's not in the fossil record? Didn't Ray Comfort say that to you, too?
Oh, yes, about the fossil record. And I tried to say, well, there's all these different fossils from these different eras, and they're different, and there's been this changing fauna over millions of years, and he wanted nothing to do with that. So I tried to tell him that most of the evidence is molecular. And you can look at extant species, look at modern species, and compare their DNA, and you can see the nested hierarchy of relationships emerge right from that data. So it's a very solid, robust conclusion from that. No, he didn't need that. He didn't believe it.
Well, he wasn't interested in that. He was interested in disproving your argument, not listening to it.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. What he really wanted me to do was say something about Hitler.
Yeah. Does it? So recently
here right now. I mean,
recently on Facebook, I've gotten into some arguments with people where they have literally said, "Well, a scientific theory is just a theory," and then read to me the definition of theory from the dictionary, saying that Does it make you crazy when people don't understand the difference between like I have a theory about why we're doing this and a scientific theory?
Right. Yeah. You know, a scientific theory is actually a very well established idea. That's productive. It leads to new ideas, mm-hmm. new conclusions, new experiments. Not a guess. We call that a hypothesis. But you know, we scientists, we like those three-syllable words instead of the one-syllable ones.
Not like I have a theory about what's going to happen next season on Sherlock. Like that's what people seem to think it's the same thing.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That is a different
yes.
panel.
Yeah. But we scientists all say we have a hypothesis.
Yes.
About what's going to happen on Sherlock next season.
Right.
Yes. I mean, gravity is a theory.
Because I know when you guys are in there doing your studying and stuff, you're not actually looking at science because we know that's all wrong. You're just talking about Sherlock next season.
Yeah. Because that's something that one of the things I find hardest is when you're trying to talk to people and, I mean, you're giving them not necessarily the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. It's not, you're trying really hard to not lose your temper and be like, fuck you, you're an idiot, we're done. But like, when they say things like, well, it's just a theory, and you're like, well, gravity is a theory. I mean, I don't know how to, it's, we don't say fact because that seems so closed. And I don't know how to explain that to, I don't know, my uncle.
if it's a language is getting in the way, just cut through all the crap. I tell them it's a fact. Evolution is a fact. It's been established over and over again. There are still raging arguments about the exact mechanisms behind the process, but
my uncle happened. Won't know that. He'll get fat. Yes. The rest he doesn't need to know.
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, just tell him that. It's a fact.
Awesome.
We're
awesome.
Good. We're through. Yeah.
Thank goodness for that.
You know,
I think
we've solved the whole problem.
Yeah.
What a productive.
And that's a one syllable word.
Efficient.
So the one.
Four letter.
If there was one thing, again, if there was one thing that you could, to a you know, I mean, most of the people in this room aren't biologists. If you're not a biologist and you talk to somebody who doesn't believe in evolution and genuinely wants to hear you explain why you do, what do you think's the one or two things that you can say that might get them to think about it? That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Might get them to think about it.
You can tell them, read P.Z. Myers' blog. That's a good
Pharyngula.
First step, right? And if that doesn't work, you tell them, read P.Z. Myers' book, which will be out in August. If you want, you know, there's no simple answer. It's what you're most interested in, what you're most comfortable about. You know, Molly here could talk about trilobites. If you've got some enthusiasm for a subject, if you have a little knowledge about the subject, communicate that. That's what you've got to do. Some of us would rather go on and on about the molecules, which is my approach, which totally loses them, which is great. Or fossils, mm-hmm. or talk about the diversity of species on the planet, or you talk about ring species. It's really a matter of what do you know that you understand that you can communicate. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, I know that mammalian skeletal structure gets me awfully excited when I talk about it.
That's different. No, I'm sorry.
Tim, mammalian's not a number.
All right, before we go into our five questions, PZ, why don't you tell us about the book that you have coming out in August?
Okay, I have a book coming out in August.
Yay!
Can we find that book on Amazon.com?
You can find that book on Amazon.com. It's a collection of essays from my blog and some new material. It's called The Happy Atheist because I'm trying to make the point that getting rid of God makes you a better, happier, more fulfilled person. You know, it's like you've been
also
constipated for years and you go take a great big dump. You know, it just feels good all the way down to the middle. That's what it's like to be an atheist.
Poop out all your religion.
And I try to get that across in the book.
That does feel nice.
If I'd known that we were going to get PZ Myers on this podcast and he was going to compare his book to taking a gigantic dump.
Yeah.
I would not have pre-ordered the book. I have to be really honest about that.
What do you have against pooping, Tim?
Yeah, come on. When you get to be my age, it becomes a great thing.
Tim's afraid he's going to poop out his atheism.
I worry about that every day. Yeah. All right, it's time for our five questions.
Yeah!
Okay. PZ gets to answer our five. So we're going to start. Question number one. I will do question number one, which is, what is the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
And I haven't. In the last 30 days, I've seen Into Darkness and I've seen The Man of Steel, and they've both poisoned my movie-going experience so thoroughly, I hate the movies right now.
Oh! I have a terrible confession. We haven't seen Man of Steel yet.
Yeah, we were bad news.
Don't bother. It's
Man!
So I was going to say, I the nerd rage about Into Darkness is like, it's sweet mana to me. Like, I liked it, and I it's just a difference of opinion or whatever, but like all the nerds, we have one nerd friend in particular that's super upset about it, and I'm just like, yes, complain more. Oh, it's so good. Tell me how angry you are. What was your least favorite part?
Okay. What was your least favorite part? What was your least favorite part of Into Darkness?
The beginning. And then it was kind of downhill from there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so question two is, what is your, or who is your favorite atheist character?
Myself. I got to put down on our first, podcast.
Yes.
Melissa picked PZ Myers.
It's true.
Yeah.
Did she?
So you've already been killed.
She did.
Yeah. It's true.
She did. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I didn't answer that one.
I think someone else picked him.
You asked
okay, then I will pick somebody else. It's Mary, right over there. My wife.
Hi, Mary Myers.
I think I just threw up in my mouth. That's very sweet.
Our third question is, what is your geekiest hobby? What's the hobby you have that when other geeks hear about your hobby, they go, wow, you're a fucking nerd.
Oh, wow. You know, really, I would have to say that the one that makes people think I'm really weird is the fact that I argue with creationists. That's my
that's
hobby.
That's good.
It's
a hobby. Sure.
Yeah, and everyone recognizes that it's a real exercise in futility.
It's like just hitting your head against a wall once a day, every day, pretty much.
Right. Yeah. And the brain damage, it's starting to accumulate. But.
All right. So question four is, what is your favorite sandwich? And please be specific.
My favorite sandwich. It would have to be some of the seafood. So, yeah, I would say just a simple tuna sandwich.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you put celery in your tuna?
Like, no.
No bits? Never. No so bits
are you,
in?
Are you a Miracle Whip and mustard guy? Or
no mustard. Occasionally a little mayonnaise is okay, but mayonnaise. Otherwise...
What kind of bread?
Oh, it's got to be whole wheat.
Toasted or raw?
Raw bread.
This is getting remarkably specific.
I said specific.
Yeah, okay.
We're in a convention. All we've been eating all weekend is Skittles, man.
Right.
You've had Skittles?
Well, it
Molly, I told you he was holding out on us.
Right. It would be a thick slab of fresh-cooked whole wheat bread.
Oh, God.
Rather than this crap that they serve in Minnesota. Have you noticed this about Minnesota? You can't get good bread in Minnesota. It's all this doughy, spongy, Wonder Bread.
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Therefore, Hitler.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Our last question, I have no idea how you're going to narrow this down to one, but give it the old college try, because you are a professor. What is the stupidest thing that anybody has ever said to you about your atheism? One thing.
One.
One?
How about just today?
The stupidest.
Yeah.
How about Hitler?
Gotta love a callback.
James Seddon, Matt Easy Myers.
I really hope this episode isn't titled "How About Hitler."
But dude, it's happening now. I was gonna name it "Therefore Hitler."
Well, either way.
Whichever.
All right, Peasy. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us for our 1 year anniversary show. We really appreciate it. Your book again is "The Happy Atheist." It is coming out in August. Is that correct?
It is coming out in August.
It's coming out in August. You should go out to Amazon.com, or I believe you might even be able to go to other places to purchase that book.
And you can go to our party room 228 tonight, and there are buttons advertising the book.
You Those of you listening on the podcast, too late, motherfucker.
Yeah, bitches, where were you?
You can get your button from PZ in hell.
Well, what you can do instead is, you know, when you hear this podcast, go buy the book and then come see me and I'll sign it.
Aww.
It's okay. I will do that much.
Atheists are nice guys.
Yeah, especially money's are nice.
Well, thanks again, PZ. This has been Geeks Without God. You can find us online at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter. You can send in your answers to our 5 questions by sending it to Geeks Without God. 5 questions. 5 questions at Geeks Without God. It's been a long weekend.
With the emails.
And the Twitters. And the Twitters. Thanks so much for joining us. We will catch you next time.
Woo! Damn it. I didn't get a chance to say shaved horse pussy.
Aw, man. You got your evolution in my Hitler.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
I like that you wrote mangina with a J.
Yeah. Like marijuana. I don't know.
What? The rest of my life.
Wouldn't that be manwina?